Welcome back. Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. And I began with the strange story of what some are calling a random act of violence down in Fresno, California. The alleged shooter, Corey Ali Muhammad, 39-year-old Corey Ali Muhammad, going on a rampage. I want to get back to that, but I got off on a tangent about the alleged terror plots that we see happening in the U.S. and around the country. And there is this known wolf phenomenon, as Patrick Henningsen and company over at 21st Century Wire would call it. Folks that are, you know, invariably always known to the intelligence community, the FBI in particular. And I would refer folks to Trevor Aronson's 2015 TED Talk, where he talked about his research at Stanford based on a research grant that he received. They researched the FBI and DOJ prosecutions of alleged terrorists, and he could only find six instances of what he would refer to as organic, you know, homegrown terrorism, so to speak. And I would say that even those are suspect. There was the Daily Mail story that I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, April 21st, 2013, titled "Russia Asked FBI to Investigate Bomber Just 6 Months Ago After Being Spotted with a Militant on Trip to Dagestan. Was it this known terrorist who Boston Killer liked on YouTube?" And again, the subtitle of one of the topical points at the top of the story: Tsarnaev's mother said the FBI had trailed him for 5 years amid fears he was inspired by Russia's Bin Laden. And so my speculation, my conjecture, was the FBI actually grooming him by proxy? Anyway, we have the story of Corey Ali Muhammad. Want to get back to that here in a second. But first, just kind of wrapping up this point about the curious questions and omissions and things that make you go, about the travel ban. Speaking of these places where this ideology stems from, an ideology that we have recruited, a la Operation Cyclone. You go back, you know, throughout the 70s and 80s, we see this rinse and repeat model applied. The Mujahideen first in the late 70s. Coming into the 80s, you have Iran-Contra Reagan's. You know, you have Carter's Soldiers of God in the 70s and late 70s, early 80s in the Afghan Mujahideen, as they were called. We got to play that clip, the newsreel clip, where the narrator says Brzezinski talked to the Soldiers of God on the Afghan-Pakistan border. He wanted to arm the Mujahideen without revealing America's role. Isn't that cute? So you have the Carter's Soldiers of God, Reagan's Freedom Fighters, the Nicaraguan Contras, and on forward to now training folks both at home at places like the School of the Americas and abroad in partner countries, Pakistan, Turkey, et cetera, et cetera. And no one questions this rinse and repeat model. It's interesting, you know. And we also have the parallel narrative in all of that, the cleaning up of the Soviet client states, as intimated by folks like Donald Rumsfeld and Paul Wolfowitz, a la the Wolfowitz Doctrine, which is a continuation of the Yanan plan. But, you know, more recently, let's just look again. Simple questions, all of that, you know, there's a lot of information there, but simple questions. If we are to believe the official establishment narrative that 19 hijackers armed with box cutters, blah, 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 blah. And by the way, as I mentioned, even Thomas Keene said that the head of the 9/11 Commission himself, who replaced Henry Kissinger and why, Keene himself said, and we've played the C-SPAN clip of Keene saying the 9/11 Commission was set up in many ways to fail. What did he mean and why? The 9/11 Commission renounced its own findings and its own report due to faulty information, falsified testimony, and all kinds of revelations after the fact, like, as I said, stovepiping. The Office of Special Plans in particular, created in the Bush 2 administration, 2002 to 2003, specifically for the purpose of stovepiping top-level administration officials to present alleged intelligence data in such a way as to propagandize folks to, as a pretext to invading countries that had nothing to do with the alleged event or events on September 11, 2001. So, simple questions. If we are to believe the official establishment narrative that 19 hijackers armed with box cutters, blah, 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 if that's true, at least 15, more likely 17 and maybe even more, but at least 15 of the 19, the vast majority, are confirmed to be Saudis. So if that's the case, then why didn't we invade Saudi Arabia? Why did we invade Iraq? What did Iraq have to do with anything? Well, they had weapons of mass destruction. No, that's exactly why the Office of Special Plans was created, to stovepipe intelligence to support that allegation. Remember Curveball? Not what Curveball, but who Curveball? The secret witness, the Iraqi chemical engineer who allegedly worked in these, depots of chemical weapons that Iraq had. This witness that was used, the insider, he knows, he has knowledge, well, and then later found to be completely untrue. His testimony was completely fabricated, used, pumped through the Office of Special Plans to propagandize people. We heard over 1,000 times from the Bush administration in the early days after September 11, 2001, weapons of mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein, who was a frenemy, remember the pictures of Rummy, Donald Rumsfeld, and Saddam Hussein together? Kind of like the picture of Brzezinski and Bin Laden, I want to say. I think one of those pictures is floating. Anyway, these guys were frenemies. Yesterday's friend is tomorrow's enemy. An intelligence community term adopted officially to the English language in recent years, kind of like plausible deniability, another intelligence community term. We have all of these terms. We're assimilating all this intelligence community bad guy nonsense, and we should stop. Anyway, simple questions. So why are we invading countries like Libya and Iraq, and why have we been conducting military operations in Iran, according to folks like Sam Gardner, since about 2004, unbeknownst to the American people, largely unbeknownst? So why are we invading countries like Libya and Syria and Iraq and Yemen and Somalia and on when... again, you go to the Washington Post story. There are several of them. Trump and his aides keep justifying the entry ban by citing attacks it couldn't have prevented. There's a video at the beginning of this story that includes this little blurb. Trump's order does not include countries where the 9/11 attackers were from: Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Lebanon, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, Egypt, United Arab Emirates are the predominant players. So you go to an image, a map of those countries, the travel ban countries, the countries that we've invaded are, again, surrounding Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates. And those three countries alone are responsible for the vast majority of alleged terror attacks in the United States, or their folks that are from those three countries, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates. Saudi Arabia, far more than any others, the 15 of the 2 dozen or so terror attacks, alleged terror attacks in the United States since 9/11, of the 2 dozen or so, 15 of those were by Saudi nationals. Why haven't we bombed Saudi Arabia? Why are we attacking these satellite countries? Libya, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Yemen. They are all surrounded. They're all satellites of Saudi Arabia in particular. And as I just read in the last segment, if you go to the Wikipedia entry, even the sanitized version of history, it even has these words, Salafi movement, Wikipedia entry under the section titled Views on Extremism. You'll find these words. Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia. Okay, well, what's Salafism? Well, continuing, this ideology is used to justify the violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups that include Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and Al-Shabaab. Again, this one sentence alone, if you read this to the average person on the street, shouldn't it get everyone scratching their heads? We are an ally of Saudi Arabia. Why are we an ally of a country that beheads more people than ISIS every year? There are folks that will say, you know, beheading people is not okay. No, it's not. So why are we allies with a country that does more of that than ISIS, and by the way, is responsible for exporting the ideology to which ISIS subscribes? Does that make any sense to anyone? You know, you look at the travel ban. Those countries are satellites of Saudi Arabia. And if there is any of that jihadi Salafi ideology in those countries, it's exported by the hub of those spokes, the hub being Saudi Arabia. Does this make any sense to anyone? Why have we not bombed Saudi Arabia, rhetorically speaking, of course? So once again, that sentence from the Wikipedia entry for Salafi movement under the section titled Views on Extremism. If you go there, you'll find these words, Salafism. And why don't we hear that word very often, very seldom, if at all? Salafism and Wahhabism, those are the two big ones. Those are the words we should hear. Every American, if we're going to talk about the war on terror and radical Islam, let's not call it radical Islam. It's a political ideology that conscripts, seeks to conscript religion to its cause, really. It's a hijacking. It's a political ideology. It's not a religion. It's a social virus. It's been used effectively for past couple hundred years or so. So from Wikipedia, Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia. And this ideology is used to justify the violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups that include Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and the Al-Shabaab. Again, that's including but not limited to. In addition, it says, Saudi Arabia prints textbooks for schools and universities to teach Salafism, as well as recruit international students from Egypt, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Africa, and the Balkans to help spreading Salafism in their local communities. Is this a problem? Skipping to the next section, regional groups and movements. Saudi Arabia, Wahhabism. Wahhabism is a more strict Saudi form of Salafism, according to Mark Dury, who states that Saudi leaders, quote, are active and diligent, end quote, using their considerable financial resources, quote, in funding and promoting Salafism all around the world, end quote. Ahmad Musali tends to agree with the view that Wahhabism is a subset of Salafism, saying, as a rule, all Wahhabis are Salafists, but not all Salafists are Wahhabis. And usually if you try to conflate the two or talk to them, either group, as though they're synonymous, they get upset. But, you know, that's not surprising because they're militant people anyway. I don't know. I've talked about this before. You know, if you've met any of these folks in America, there are some what are referred to as Christian identity movement folks that, are, you know, I get in trouble for saying this from some people, but it's true. Usually there's a certain type of ideological bent that gets upset about everything. You know, you talk to them, we say in the Christian community, you know, whether you're Catholic or Protestant, Lutheran, whatever, hopefully if we're reading the same book, there are certain things we can agree on. Let's call them salvation issues. And then there's some other things maybe we disagree on, and that's an oversimplification, I realize. I don't want to get drawn into a fight on that. But then there are these, you know, so some folks can say, hey, listen, we agree on the big things, some of the little things we may split hairs on, but then there are these other folks, you know, we say we're reading the same book, but man, every sentence seems to be an escalation of hatred and animosity. And I just don't understand that. That would be the Christian equivalent of this Wahhabist Salafist nonsense, if that makes sense. Where the point is, where typically you talk to the average Sunni or Shia Muslim, they, you know, are peaceful people. These Wahhabist and Salafist folks and the Diobandi folks, but that's a different discussion, like I said, parallel. But the Wahhabists and Salafists we're concerned with right now in particular, you talk to them, and it's going to be a fight. They're the ones that say the crazy things like the other kid I was going to mention, speaking of Corey Ali Muhammad in Fresno, there's another kid down there a couple of years ago, Faisal Muhammad. And I want to get to him, but, you know, he said to one of the local mosque leaders down there, you shouldn't quote Martin Luther King Jr. He wasn't a Muslim, and the kid was kind of ornery about it. That's where the stuff comes from, Wahhabism and Salafism. Why don't we hear about that? Anyway, that's a lot on that. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Get knowledged up. Under the Salafi movement, you will find one of the links is The Anatomy of the Salafi Movement by Quentin Wiktorowicz, published back in 2006. It's an interesting piece of many such resources. It's free. You can download it. It's not a terribly long read. It's about 33 pages. I think I've beat this horse to death. Wahhabism, Salafism, why don't we hear about this? Again, you know, from that map, the travel ban countries don't include the major purveyors of terrorism, the ideology, the folks that have come to the United States. And there are other unsettling questions. ABC News, peace, how the Trump administration is justifying the list of countries banned from travel to the U.S., includes a video that includes the statement, none of the seven countries impacted by Trump's travel ban was home to any of the 19 hijackers from the 9/11 attacks. Exactly. Washington Post piece that I mentioned earlier, Trump's order does not include countries where the 9/11 attackers were from, Saudi Arabia, United Emirates, United Arab Emirates, Lebanon, Egypt. And I forget if it was the ABC piece or... Yeah, I think it's the ABC piece that mentions that Trump's list is Obama's list. And again, it's neither of their list. Because as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad pointed out in his AFP interview last week on the 13th of April, it's all about the deep state and regime change, and we will play that interview coming up in a later broadcast. Who knows? Maybe we'll play that tomorrow or something. But in that interview, and Sana, the Syrian Arab news agency, has the transcript, the full transcript of the interview. And as I mentioned last week, I printed a copy, and virtually every line is highlighted and underlined. But question number six was, so can we say, question number six from the AFP reporter to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, question number six was, so can we say that the U.S. strike changed your opinion on Trump? Assad said, I always say, let's see what he's going to do. We wouldn't comment on statements. So actually, this is the first proof that it's not about the president in the United States. It's about the regime and the deep state, or the deep regime. He wants to be a leader. He cannot, because as some say, he wanted to be a leader. Trump wanted to be a leader. But every president there, if he wants to be a real leader, later he's going to eat his words, swallow his pride, if he has pride at all, and make a 180-degree U-turn. Otherwise, he would pay the price politically. That was Bashar al-Assad. I think he knows better than the American people, apparently. And so none of the countries on the travel ban have anything to do with the actual terrorism. And then there's the unsettling piece over at Forbes, mapping President Trump's travel ban versus his business interests in Muslim countries. And this is kind of a deflection from the real issue, that these countries have nothing to do with Trump's business interests. If he is a part of the plan, so to speak, it's only to the extent that he would benefit from foreknowledge that, yes, we're going to partner up with these countries, these hub countries, to attack their satellite or spoke neighbors. And, you know, why wouldn't you want to partner and benefit from that if you're an old school Machiavellian bad guy, like some of these people are? So mapping President Trump's travel ban versus his business interests in Muslim countries points out that he has business interests in Turkey, Azerbaijan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and United Arab Emirates, all of whom are, well, terrorism sponsors by proxy or otherwise. Meanwhile, the travel ban countries, well, no business interests, and we're attacking them. We'll be right back.
In to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Real quick, from Wiktorowicz's Anatomy of the Salafi Movement, again from back in 2006. You can find this linked on the Salafi Movement of the Wikipedia entry for Salafi Movement. That's redundant. But this excerpt should help make some sense of what I was trying to say before. You know, people conflate Wahhabism, Salafism with broader Islam, and that is so far off as to be fallacious. So I'm going to explain this. We'll get back just for a second on the Corey Ali Muhammad nonsense down in the Fresno area, and then go to the phones. But this excerpt, again, from Anatomy of the Salafi Movement: perhaps the most dangerous challenge to pure Islam from the Salafi perspective is the application of human intellect and logic to the original sources. Salafis operate as though the Quran and Hadith are self-explanatory. If the scholar has enough training and knowledge, then the vast majority of derived rulings and are clear and indisputable. As a result, there is no need to apply human systems of logic. In this understanding, there is really no such thing as interpretation. The sources either sanction or prohibit particular beliefs, choices, and behavior. There is a single truth as revealed by the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, and there is no room for interpretive differences or religious pluralism. That's the mindset that these people adopt. And so, as I said, when you have, you know, like I said, you know, in a Christian parallel, you know, you have Catholics and Protestants and Lutherans and, you know, Episcopalians or whatever, you know, people get together. Hopefully they agree on the salvation issues, but, you know, then they disagree on certain other things. And obviously that's a gross oversimplification. But, you know, hopefully they can have a productive conversation. But in the sense that I just described, you can see, hopefully, that any kind of what is referred to as interpretive differences or religious pluralism, any kind of rationalism or human intellect or logic applied to the discussion becomes inimical and antagonistic to these folks who are propagandized in this political ideology. Again, it's not a religion. It's a political ideology, and they're used as a proxy social virus for social change. And it's been very effective over the years. So there's that. I want to get back real quick to Corey Ali Muhammad. I mentioned the story of Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer and the Fresno People's Media story, April 2015. Fresno Chief of Police accused of murder-suicide cover-up. Bizarre story. But the chief has been on several news shows. He's conducted several interviews on this event. The Corey Ali Muhammad random act of violence, as he calls it. This was his interview this morning on Fox 26. Go ahead if you're ready with that, please.
Police Chief Jerry Dyer is here now to talk about these tragic events that took place and how officers were able to shut this down before it got any worse. Good morning, Chief Dyer.
Good
morning. For the families, touched on this a little bit yesterday, but how crucial was that ShotSpotter technology in taking care of things?
Well, fortunately, we had ShotSpotter technology in that area, and it detects gunfire immediately, sends that to the patrol car's computer system without anyone calling in, and then they're able to go to a specific location. That's what allowed the officer to respond very timely based on the initial gunfire, and fortunately caught the individual as he was getting ready to flee the area. He had placed the gun at a specific location and was actually running from the area when the officer spotted him. And fortunately, we were able to take him in custody and no further bloodshed.
Listening to it unfold from here in the newsroom as our crews were heading out, we heard over the scanner the shots here and then here and then here, and at such a wide area. How do you, as a police force, try to contain it all to get there
that's,
so quickly?
That's enough.
To keep this from...
So you know, that's Kim Stevens, the Fox 26 news anchor, talking to Chief Dyer. You heard her say, such a wide area. We heard all of these reports from you know, the ShotSpotter technology, shots fired here and here and here. She says, such a wide area. Now, again, if you go to the Fresno Bee article, three dead in Fresno shooting rampage, suspect caught linked to Motel 6 slaying. You'll see the images that show that yesterday's shootings were dispersed over an area of several blocks, sort of zigzag pattern down Van Ness, across Mildreda, down Fulton. And what's remarkable is that the suspect, Corey Ali Muhammad, was allegedly on foot. Running south on Fulton is what the article even states. Officers responding to the ShotSpotter report saw Muhammad running south on Fulton and took him into custody. So he's running down Fulton after four shooting episodes. Covers an area of several blocks and manages to reload at least four times, I presume, based on the number of shots that was mentioned by Police Chief Dyer, manages to reload a 357 revolver while running several blocks, all in about a minute, and then a minute later is arrested. That sounds odd, doesn't it? But, you know, from the Fresno Bee story, where I really started looking, maybe we'll come back to this later because we're going to run out of time, but you have Imam Syed Ali Ghazvini of the Islamic Cultural Center of Fresno who was interviewed in this, as is typically the case. And I swear there are these actors who are part of the initiative to destabilize America, among other places. But what was peculiar about the interview with Ghazvini, he said, "We denounce and reject in the strongest words possible this kind of violence and attack, and we request law enforcement agencies investigate the reasons and motivations behind about the person himself. He's not known in our community, the Muslim community, the Islamic Cultural Center of Fresno in particular, and we are in touch with other communities to see if he was a member or not. At this time, we are collecting information to see who is this person." But then, what I was going to say is what was peculiar about this interview is the Fresno Bee quotes Imam Syed Ali Ghazvini as saying this: "We have a very active relationship with all branches of state and federal law enforcement agencies in the valley to make them aware of possible extremism within our area." That is a peculiar statement. Why would an imam at an Islamic cultural center in Fresno, California, say, "We have a very active relationship with all branches of state and federal law enforcement agencies in the valley to make them aware of possible extremism within our area," unless they're part of the very program that Trevor Aronson mentions in his TED Talk? The FBI and its 15,000-plus informants recruited across the country to ostensibly find terrorists, particularly through these Islamic cultural centers and mosques around the country, in reality creating terrorists out of weak-minded and poor, desperate people. It is a peculiar statement. So from there, I was led to the story of, in kind of researching that, started looking at the story of Faisal Muhammad, who back in November of 2015, and remember, this is a few months after the story in the Fresno People's Media titled "Fresno Chief of Police Accused of Murder-Suicide Cover-Up," there was a story about Faisal Muhammad, the stabber who tried to stab several UC Merced students. Four people, he attacked four people, including one construction worker who responded to hearing struggles and things. What was interesting was the sheriff in that case had turned the investigation over to the FBI. And for no apparent reason, the campus police and FBI suddenly were in charge of the investigation rather than the sheriff's department primarily. So why would that happen? And but what's more unsettling is the article that was published by Matthew Gonzalez over at Merced County News Television titled, "Were Law Enforcement Leaders and UC Chancellor Aware of Threat by Terrorist Extremists to Attack UC Merced?" And in the article, Matthew Gonzalez mentioned, from the information I have gathered, the suspect, Faisal Muhammad, was indeed not only on the FBI's terrorist watch list, but he was also on a national watch list and has been one of the topics of discussion at a recent FBI meeting to Merced County law enforcement leaders, FBI briefing, at an FBI briefing to Merced County law enforcement leaders. According to recently obtained information, about 6 months prior to the incident, the FBI held a terrorist extremist briefing with Merced County law enforcement leaders. At this meeting, several suspected terrorists with ISIS links were said to be in Merced County. Names and photos were presented, including one of Faisal Muhammad. Based on the FBI's own analysis and a number of people on the terrorist watch list that are in the area, they projected an attack at the UC Merced campus, though they were not absolutely certain of the attack on the UC Merced campus. They did feel that there was enough information for them to be here if it did, the FBI to be there, that is. And there were other witness accounts that corroborated it, anonymous though. And so that was a story that was republished in a variety of places. And then it was interesting that subsequent to that story, that was the 5th of November, or the 6th of November, excuse me, 2 days after the incident occurred. But then a few days after that, I think it was an NBC story. One of the other stories mentioned that the FBI, I think it was the LA Times story actually, LA Times story, UC Merced attacker's family voices sympathy for victims and first comments since rampage. So November 10th, this is 4 days after Matthew Gonzalez's piece titled, "Were Law Enforcement Leaders and UC Chancellor Aware of Threat by Terrorist Extremists to Attack UC Merced?" The LA Times story, UC Merced attacker's family voices sympathy for victims and first comments since rampage, includes this statement. The FBI said in a statement Tuesday evening that the agency normally provides intelligence to local law enforcement about threats, but the agency did not have derogatory information, quote unquote, about Muhammad, nor was he the subject of any FBI investigation. The FBI said it is investigating the attack and is trying to fully assess Muhammad's motives. But all of that's fairly duplicitous and ambiguous language, isn't it? It really, to me, conveys the possibility of plausible deniability, which is unfortunate. So that's, you know, and again, the Faisal Muhammad incident, you know, the kid apparently had a 2-page manifesto, but he's exactly the kind of character that Trevor Aronson outlines. Again, you know, someone with mental issues, someone with schizoaffective disorder, has trouble distinguishing between reality and fantasy, writes a 2-page manifesto, and then allegedly goes and tries to enact it, but only he didn't, and he was fairly inept in his efforts at in so doing. So these kinds of stories make me wonder, is there something funny going on in the Fresno area? Anyway, maybe we'll talk more about that later, but for now, let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome. You there, John? Okay, well, maybe we'll come back to John. Hopefully, this story makes sense to you, or what I'm saying makes sense. The story, neither of these stories, I don't think makes sense. And again, it's peculiar, isn't it, that we have kind of a confluence of these kinds of narratives in the area down there. Anyway, that'll take us into the final segment. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Hopefully, what I meant to say, I suppose, is hopefully my suspicions make sense. It's very peculiar. And again, what I said about yesterday's incident is part of a broader, what I called conspiracy in the first hour of today's broadcast. And that's my conjecture. But there are a lot of a number of unsettling coincidences, and I mentioned some of those. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris. You're talking about an event in California. I want to talk a little bit about the event in Cleveland with Steve Stevens and the Roanoke reporter. You know, the police were calling him Steve. We found Steve. I guess they're on a first name basis with a murderer.
Yep.
Have you heard of Proxy 42 software company?
No.
They've got a first-person shooting game, like a laser tag, that utilizes your cell phone. This has been out for about 4 or 5 years. Beta testing at the time that the Roanoke reporter was murdered. And if you'll go to Father.io, just go to YouTube, Father.io, and look at the videos of the beta test, and you will see almost the exact images of the gun in the, you know, the gun in the foreground where he's videotaping the gun in the camera. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Right.
Even out of perspective. This, you know, Steve, my buddy Steve, was operating two phones, according to the police. So I guess one to operate the laser tag game with the $500 attachment, and one to videotape the phone shooting.
This is a guy that was destitute, basically, you know, had lost everything.
Yeah.
Right.
So, go, you know, for anyone that's interested, and you can see through this, just go to YouTube, type in Father.io video, and you can go watch the video of this guy killing the black man, supposedly. And you can look at the way that the blood is. It's a track going from the street to the sidewalk. There's no splattering. It's not on the fence. It's not all over the sidewalk. The man's laying on the ground with his head conveniently covered by a plastic bag. Well, you know, the guy didn't mind showing people that he was doing the killing, supposedly, but he doesn't want to gross you out, so he's going to cover his head with a plastic bag and dump some ketchup on the ground, and we're supposed to believe it?
Yeah.
I know you're running out of time, but please check that out, Father.io. Beta test, and they were crowdfunding when the Roanoke reporter was killed. They were doing crowdfunding for this. The news never reported it.
Well, hopefully we are now.
Well,
but yeah, I remember, we've talked about that before, absolutely. Yep.
All right, take care.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. That'll do it for today, folks. I hope it was informative as always. It is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.